Okay, good morning, all. So we're here finishing up Perek Chaf Aleph. It's a pretty short Perek. It's only three Mishnayos. So Mishnah Beis. So we're continuing to discuss the topic of Muktzah items and how we're supposed to relate to Muktzah items on Shabbos. Can we move them? How do we move them? So the Mishnah says as follows. Let's say I have a stone on top of my barrel of wine. So I need to get to my wine, but I can't really move the stone because we know a stone is Muktzah on Shabbos. So what do I do? Mata al tidav hino falas. Well, simple. Just lean the barrel to its side and the stone will fall off. And then you're all good. That'll be fine. And now the implication of this is that you cannot lift the barrel, because if you lift the barrel, that would be considered too much movement of a muktzah item. But I'm just leaning over the barrel, the stone falls off, that would be fine. But again, lifting would not be okay. But let's say haisa ben achavios, let's say I have a barrel kind of among many barrels, and so I can't just tilt the stone off because it'll maybe fall onto another barrel, break that one. So what do I do? So it says the Mishnah, Magbia umata al tzidav hino falas. What do I do? So normally we say if you can avoid lifting it up, you should. But if you can, so you lift up the barrel, move it to a clear zone where it won't affect anything else. Then you tilt it over again, Magbia umata al tzidav hino falas. Then lean it over again, and then it will fall off. Let's say ma'us shel hakar. Let's say I have some money on my pillow that I left there before Shabbos. No air es hakar v'hino. No flaws. Well, all I need to do is, if I need to use that pillow, just shake the pillow off, and then magically the money will go away, and that would be a permissible way to use that pillow on Shabbos, to not worry about that money. Let's say, continuing in the discussion of a pillow, not necessarily so relevant to the conversation of Muktzah, but Haisa Alav Lishleshes. Let's say I have a pillow that is filthy. Some dirt got onto it. So Mekan Chabib Bismartut. So I'm allowed to use some sort of a rag to wipe off the pillow. But the reason, if you're wondering why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that I can wipe off my pillow, well, the reason why is because when it comes to using a sponge on Shabbos, it's really not so simple. The concern would be, can I use a liquid which would be absorbed into these materials that I would then squeeze out? That's the concern of the Mishnah, and you really should not try it. You should not really squeeze out a sponge on Shabbos, squeeze the liquid out. So if I have a regular cloth type of pillow, I can use a rag to wipe off the stuff. But Haisa Shel Or, let's say I have a pillow made of leather, so in that situation, nothing's really going to be absorbed. I'm not really going to have the opportunity to squeeze anything out. Therefore, Nosin Alei Mayim Asha Techla. I could even pour water on a leather pillow until the dirt is removed. And then Mishnah Gimbal to finish off the Perek. So when I go to clean off the table on Shabbos, so the real issue is that when I set the table, everything's great because I need to use all these things on Shabbos. Once I clean the table, I want to take chicken bones off and all these other things. So officially, those things really are muk. So what use is there? Do you have for a chicken bone on Shabbos? Probably not many. So says Beis Shammai, I can be magbin min hashulchan asamos uklipin. I can take off the bones and the shells from the table on Shabbos. The reason why is because even though they're technically muktzah, I can feed them to an animal or something like that, and then that would be permissible. Ubeis Hillel, remember Beis Hillel say no teles hatavla kula uminara. What do I need to do? I need to just similar with the pillow example, when I just shake it off to get the money. So for the table, imagine that you have like a board that kind of covers your whole table. You just have to lift that up, shake everything off, and that's how you can take things off. You really should not be lifting things up individually. So now the Gemara actually says, it flips these opinions, says no, Beis Shammai is always the one who is more stringent and not Beis Hillel. So it must be that Beis Hillel is the one that allows you to lift up the things individually, and therefore that's what we would paskin like. But so the Mishnah switches those around, and then going along the same line of reasoning of Beis Hillel, let's say you're allowed to lift up these things, the shells and the bones and the like. So ma'avirin milifnei hashulchan, I can also take off the following things from the table. Piru and pachos mekazayas. Let's say I have pieces of bread, like little crumbs that are smaller than a kazayas. And an alzayim v'seyar shel afunin v'seyar shel adashim. Or if I have like pods for chickpeas or pods of like lentils. So all these situations, even though they're technically not fit for human consumption, I can move them because mivnei shu ma'achalihim, because they are used for animal food, so it would be permissible to move these things on Shabbos off the table. Now the Mishnah concludes the Perek with, again, more laws as they apply to sponge. So svog, when it comes to a sponge, im yesh lo or beis achiza mekanchenbo, if there is a leather handle that I can hold it by its leather handle so that I can wipe with it, then it is permissible to be used on Shabbos. Im lav in mekanchenbo, but if there is no leather handle, then I cannot use it on Shabbos. And the reason, again, would be this idea that when I use a sponge, if you can imagine the sponges that we have nowadays, if I hold a sponge, right, a regular sponge, and I'm holding it, then I'm going to squeeze some water out. Squeezing some water out would be an issue on Shabbos. If I have a leather handle, so you imagine a nice sponge at the end of a long bar, a long plastic bar, or something like that, so I'm not going to squeeze anything out by holding it, and therefore, says the Mishnah, it would be permissible. Still, again, I would actually not recommend any of these sponges on Shabbos. You should use the ones with like the very far apart bristles. handles. That's the idea. We could talk about that offline if you want. So yeah, so a leather handle, that would be permissible. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ben kach, nital b'Shabbos, say the Chachamim that whether or not I can use these on Shabbos, whether it has a leather handle or not, the Chachamim say that whether or not it has a leather handle on Shabbos does not concern me when it comes to moving it. So say the Chachamim, I'm allowed to move any sort of sponge on Shabbos, again, probably assuming that it's dry if it doesn't have that leather handle because you don't want to squeeze it out. Ve'enu mekayel tumah. And by the way, just so you know, the Parah concludes that this sponge, it does not have the ability to become tummy, even though it's technically probably a kli, it's technically a vessel, it cannot become tummy, and the reason why is because it's usually not made of something that would become tummy, something like earthenware or wood or something like that. In a situation that you did have a sponge made of one of these things, and it actually probably could become tummy, but since they're generally not made like that, the Chum say that it cannot become tummy. Okay, stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Perek Chaf Beis, chapter 22.